Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think of the country's founding, Lee?
I'm very fond of it.
Yeah, me too. I'm a big fan. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you know how deeply I'm into the history of the Revolution and awed by it. If it was taught the way it was actually fought, kids, instead of wearing Star Wars t-shirts, would be wearing Revolution t-shirts. Yeah. I mean, our founding fathers were some real badasses. They really were. And, you know, after really reading about George Washington's life, you know I love George Washington, yes. Right? Like, I'm secretly in love with him, which my husband doesn't mind since he's, you know, no longer with us.
You got a George crush.
I do. I have a big crush. I have a crush on this man because when you know, he's always been sort of presented in history books as this pompadour, sort of boring guy, you know, yeah. What I mean? He's like sitting around in his buckled up shoes or
and
whatever,
his
wig.
Teeth.
And yeah, and he's like writing some important, boring stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, no. He was an amazing individual in terms of just the warrior he was. You know, I mean, took on the foremost military force the world had ever seen at that time. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about the British Empire. And he did it because there was literally nobody else to fight the revolution. He had been in the British army. He took his brother's place when his brother died, as was tradition. He did not want to go into the military. He did not like it. And so here he is. You're going to have to take these people on. They've got like a navy. He didn't have a navy.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Yet he won a naval battle. That's how we got the revolution. That's the hysterical thing. Using the French, right? I mean, how the hell do you win a battle using the French, right? But he did it. It was hysterical. He's hysterical to read. But the man, I mean, one of my favorite Washington stories is, and it's right there at mountvernon.org. You can read it for yourself. And this is why I think there was predestiny in him. Because he was talking to this idiot, British general. And, you know, you line up in a line and you fight on the field in the damn line, right? Well, he's like, this is America. We don't do it this way. We do the ambush. We do guerrilla warfare here. And a guy wouldn't let him do it. He said, you're going to get everybody killed. This is when he was in the British military. And he said, okay, I'll do it, but everybody's going to die. And he was right. Everybody died but him. He led the forces into battle. His horse was shot out from underneath him. What does the fool do? He could have joined the general on the sidelines, but no. He goes and gets another horse. And rides back into battle. And that horse gets shot out from underneath him. And when he comes out of battle, he's covered in blood. And he's the only one still standing. And there's a hole through his vest where the bullet went. And it didn't hit him. So I look at George Washington and the many times he almost died. And I think that there was a reason he did not. He had a protection around him. But he is a true badass and an amazing individual and should be a hero. Which is why the New York Times is doing what they're doing. Have you seen this?
No, good thing.
Oh. Whoa.
I'm trying to ignore this.
Oh, No. You got to see it coming because it's going to be everywhere. The new goal for the New York Times is to reframe the coverage of Trump. You probably heard about this over the weekend, right? They're going to switch from Russia. The New York Times editor was caught on camera saying this. We have geared our entire newsroom to cover Russia, which means you failed since it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So now they're retooling it to cover racism, and they're going to make racism the theme of the next 2 years, right? Which is essentially him admitting, we're not going to cover news anymore. We're doing propaganda. We're going to make the story about racism. We don't care what the actual story is. We're not going to reflect history as it happens, which is what journalism is. We're going to make it up. And he's committed to this now. But listen to what the reframing of Trump has to do. This is so ambitiously. They're going to reframe American history. It's something called the 1619 Project that the New York Times is launching. They want to erase the idea of the beginning of America being 1776, i.e. the Revolution, and make the argument that the country was actually founded in 1619. They want to date the founding of the country from the first African being brought to North America, to Virginia, as a slave. Because they feel that to started in 1776, it's not true. That 1619 was our true founding because, of course, our country was founded on white supremacy. And you cannot appreciate how bad the U.S. is unless you move the founding date to 1619. Why do they want to do that? Okay, the goal of the 1619 Project, the New York Times writes, is to reframe American history. The basic thrust of the 1619 Project is that everything in American history is explained by slavery and race. The message is woven throughout the first publication of the project, an entire edition of the Times Magazine, New York Times Magazine. And it begins with the idea that our democracies, no, this is a republic, our republic's founding ideals were false when they were written, that they are illegitimate and profoundly evil, and thus must be discarded. It's terrifyingly.
Yeah, it is. It is just amazing.
Propaganda.
To me.
And they even tell you what their goal is. It is the same goal that the left had with erase the anthem, erase the flag, erase the Betsy Ross flag. Everything in our founding is racist and thus illegitimate and must be thrown out. Their ultimate goal is to erase the Bill of Rights as racist and illegitimate and thus get rid of your First Amendment free speech rights, your rights to gather, your right to go to a church and practice the religion of your choice, your right to self-defense, and of course, your right to privacy in the Fourth Amendment. That is the goal. So it's called the 1619 Project. Now, listen to this. In their own words, the New York Times writes that the goal of reframing U.S. history on the founding is that, quote, the country's founding ideals were false when they were written and should be thrown out. What were those? Again, the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, all your basic freedoms.
Yeah.
So what they want to do, Lee, when I say I should have First Amendment rights, they say you're a racist. So they want to erase all that. But here's what's really scary, okay? This 1619 plan with their ambitious goal of completely reframing U.S. history, they're not just putting it in the pages of the New York Times to lead and guide the news coverage.
Oh, of course not.
The New York Times has already produced a school history curriculum.
Oh, here we go.
That some schools will begin using this fall. And the entire curriculum is founded on the idea, it's premised on the idea the country was founded in 1619 on white supremacy and racism and slavery, and thus everything that came after that was illegitimate and must be discarded. They're going right for your kids with their lies and their hatred. So they can re-enslave not just black people, but everybody. Because what are you if you have no free speech rights, no rights of religion, no rights of privacy, and no right to defend yourself? What are you? You're a slave.
Yes.
So you're a slave to your government at that point. So, I mean, literally, this is an effort to bring back slavery. So you'll see the themes of this. The New York Times has announced this. And, of course, the rest of the media will follow in suit. This theme will pervade everything going forward. They're going for broke, Lee. They are going for broke. They want to erase our histories as to erase our rights because the Democrat and liberal plan for the future is so radical it cannot occur unless our basic, most fundamental rights are erased. And this is a shot over the bow. That's what this is. So it's on, folks. It's on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.